Group C is the yellow group. It was led by Don Chambers, and the reporter is Karen Colley.
Hi, I'm Karen Colley. I'm the dean of the Graduate College at UIC. So our first question was, what are the most singular assets or competitive advantages of the University of Illinois today and why? We thought Chicago, as the most influential metropolitan area and global metropolitan area, was one of our assets, and it was brought up that we are surrounded by water, connected to both oceans, something we haven't taken advantage of. U of I is well positioned to lead in key areas for our nation and the world, including food, manufacturing, agricultural, sustainability, and health. We think one of the strengths is thinking of U of I as a system. We need all the differentiated parts. Students can go anywhere in the state and get the best education no matter what their needs are. Differentiation and complementary strengths on each campus are the strength, and build on this concept of a system. Commitment of individuals and willingness to serve. Our human capital is one of our strengths. We have the size, we need the excellence to have the great impact. And again, as mentioned before, alumni numbers are a great strength and an untapped potential. We have a great breadth of expertise and knowledge across the system. There isn't an issue or problem that someone can't solve. And U of I has a presence in every county in the state. And diversity, of course, is our strength, but we don't think we've completely defined and taken advantage of our diversity. We count it, we brag about our numbers, but we do not do much with it. We need to capitalize on diversity of our student body and faculty and develop leaders of tomorrow to solve multifactorial issues and problems. Next slide. Okay, what are the 3 to 5 most important strategic initiatives changes that the university should undertake over the next 5 years? Building technology-enhanced learning to transform education in a cost-effective way, and even extending that to K-20 or K-grade learning. Civic and community engagement and public service at all levels, students, faculty, staff, and from all disciplines. We have some very specific examples you can read. We think we need to define what each campus is individually and then what U of I is collectively. Identify our strengths, promote what we are individually and collectively, regionally, nationally, and internationally. We should take advantage of our expertise in healthcare on all campuses, create new statewide health initiatives. We need to renew our compact with the state, make sure that there are opportunities in the state of Illinois for our students to find employment when they graduate, and even become the engine for generating these opportunities. And we should be the leaders in transforming the educational system in the state to ensure the population of Illinois is truly educated. Okay, what are the most important roles for the university as distinct from the campuses to play over the next 5 years? Okay, so we discussed this quite a bit, and we feel that the chancellors should define, and then the president should articulate the strength of each campus and the university mission in the state, nationally, and internationally. We think the president should serve as a spokesperson and advocate for the university and the value of public education, speaking to the state leadership, and then he in turn brings back what he's learned from these interactions to guide the campuses in their missions. The university should also publicly address major overarching problems in society via public events and think tanks, highlighting the collective thinking of all three campuses. We think that'll build our visibility. Okay, so what would represent success for the strategic planning process? So we think we'll be successful if our 5 key achievements are transformative, forward-looking, innovative, and can be easily articulated by our stakeholders. If the state population and leadership come to the university for advice and problem solving, that we're thought of as thought leaders. If we obtain regulatory relief in the next year or two, if the yield of undergraduates increases on all 3 campuses, and as evidence of our university is a place where students want to come, if private and business partners are willing to speak on behalf of the university and its accomplishments, if the numbers of faculty awards and memberships in key academic societies and in key academies and societies increase as a measure of faculty success, and if philanthropy to the university increases, an indication of how passionate people feel about the university. And I think that's it. We have our little 6-word thing, but is that it? I think
that's
we're done.
For now.
Okay.
Thank you. Very good.